Congress may investigate the Bush-era CIA program that was kept secret from lawmakers. NPR senior news analyst Dan Shore says the CIA and several other presidents have flirted with similar programs.
So now we know the CIA program, so sensitive that it could not be revealed to Congress, involved plans to capture or kill al-Qaeda leaders on a list compiled in the wake of the 9/11 massacres. It was apparently never fully activated, and it was canceled by the new CIA director, Leon Panetta. Thus, the latest sorry chapter in the history of the presidential license to kill, usually behind an elaborate cloak of deniability because murder goes against the American grain. In 1975, after I reported on CBS that the CIA had been involved in assassination conspiracies, Senator Frank Church's investigating committee documented plans in various states of consideration to murder foreign leaders, including Patrice Lumumba of the Congo, Rafael Trujillo of the Dominican Republic, Ngo Dinh Diem of South Vietnam, General René Schneider, the Chilean Army Commander-in-Chief, Sukarno of Indonesia, and Fidel Castro of Cuba. Castro, in particular, was a target of several plots during the Eisenhower and Kennedy administrations, one of them in progress when Kennedy was assassinated. Some of these foreign leaders were, in fact, killed, although the Church Committee was not able to establish direct U.S. involvement. Under public pressure, President Ford issued a sweeping executive order banning participation by American employees in assassination plots. That did not deter President Reagan from ordering an attack on Colonel Muammar al-Qaddafi's desert compound in Libya. And the first President Bush, at least, considered bombing Noriega's presidential palace as part of the invasion of Panama. The second Bush White House took the position that it wasn't assassination if it was part of a military operation. That helps to explain why the Bush administration likes to talk of a war on terror against enemy combatants. One can understand the temptation of a president to use his enormous powers against a murderous hidden adversary. This White House would do well to remember that Americans are made uneasy by the hidden use of the president's authority against his foes. This is Daniel Shore.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.